Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes of inspiration and loving conversation with Seemlita Webb. You know, our show is one that is given with love, and so our topics vary from time to time, but the point is everything that we share is coming from the heart. So today, I thought I would talk about something that we often keep silent about, and that is supporting the little guy, supporting the small businesses, the independent bookstores, and the people that we know have businesses like restaurants, clothing stores, automobile places, any place you can go and find a hardworking, dedicated individual who is waiting to service you. The reason I'm speaking about this right now is because we're seeing a lot of businesses who are struggling to stay afloat. One thing that we need to do is utilize the funds we have as a means to keep programs, businesses, and other opportunities in the communities that they are choosing to serve. I remember specifically when an optometrist in the local area had to close his practice, and he looked high and low trying to find someone to come into his practice to service the community. And if I remember correctly, he had been there since maybe the late 60s. And it struck me as odd that he was not able to find a good fit, you know. And I don't know if he had any people who inquired. I only know that he struggled to find someone to come in and take care of the eyes and the health and the lives of people in his community. And that's dedication. Now, since he passed, I was able to, I Googled and I found out so much amazing information about him. He was one of those silent heroes, the people that you don't often hear about in our area. And so I'm thinking of that when I'm talking to you about helping protect businesses that are around you. See, the reason why I think this is important is because a lot of the larger companies are able to get federal funding and grants and other types of support that these other independent companies and small businesses cannot. You know, this may be their dream, but it's also our benefit, because when they leave our communities, we're going to have to go further out, and more than likely, if we do find someone, the prices might be higher. They may be less of what's willing to give us quality customer service. And, you know, you don't want food deserts or restaurant deserts, or, you know, not to be able to get the things that you need for yourself and your families. And I'm not asking you to spend a dollar more or $2 more than what you would normally spend for the same product. I'm only saying that since we all have needs and we're all in this together, that we ought to seek ways to help support, fundraise, and purchase from the people who are in our immediate areas. Now, if you have favorite stores that you go to, I understand that. I'm just saying, give the little guy a chance to earn your business, try their services, and see what you can do to help keep them in business. Because when we start losing them, it's probably twice as hard to get them back. You have to look at that. And so what we need right now, can be purchased in smaller quantities or even larger quantities at the local bookstores, restaurants, auto mechanics, and hairdressers. You know, we just have to come together as a community and fulfill the need of the business owners as well as the needs for ourselves. You know, I was looking at an article or listening to a woman that I don't know personally, but she had said she had been in business, I want to say 2 years or more, and she just wasn't getting the response or the financial support. Now, she was working a full-time job, taking care of her child or children. I don't know how many kids she had. And, you know, doing a lot of free services for authors like myself. And just being a really good resource for people who were trying to give something back to the community. And realistically, when you find authors who are giving to the community, you know, and writing from their heart, not just, you know, writing to make a buck, that's something special. And I think we need to embrace that, you know. So think about that today as you, you know, make your purchases, as you plan your outings, as you figure out what options you need to help you meet the requirements of your life. And spend some money, some time, and some energy getting to know the small businesses in your area. I think you'll find that it is a pleasant treat. So I'm going to wish you a wonderful morning, a beautiful afternoon, and a lovely evening of rest. Until we speak again, be well.